Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with two of our favorite folks, two great statesmen. Two great leaders, Bob Dillon-Schneider and Rich Galen. Rich, his website is mullings.com. Bob's is dillonschneider.com. Is that right, Bob? Dillonschneider.com?
It is.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And as you know, these are long-time 17-year members of our Brain Trust, both of them. Guys, some experts say that the Middle East is on fire right now. With some of the stuff that's going on over there with Syria and so many other places that are coming home to roost. Those chickens are coming home to roost in Europe. They may be coming over here, but we've got issues inside our country right now. I saw something yesterday, Bob. A city you used to live in. I used to live nearby, Chicago, in 2016. The number of people shot in 2016 is equivalent to one every 2 hours. And that's a record. That's
Jim,
a new number.
Jim, we need a leader who can lead whites, blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics, Latinos, everybody. We need a leader. We don't have a leader right now.
This president has done more to divide us. A man that should have done more to bring us together. Rich, it seems to me like he's not only the worst president we've ever had, in my opinion, he's the most dangerous president we've ever had.
Well, I'm not sure if he's the most dangerous on his own. He happens to be. I mean, we've been very lucky in America over the 200-plus years that very often the right person rises to the top at exactly the right time. I think Peggy Noonan did a piece on that about a month ago.
Yep.
And we just missed this time. We got a guy who didn't have any experience, didn't really want to learn much from other people.
Did not have a high regard for America, for the America you and I know.
Well, I don't know about that, but he certainly did set his sights on doing things that did not do anything to bring us closer together. But going back to Chicago, that's almost entirely black on black crime.
Yes,
that's not whites and blacks or Hispanics and. It's not the West Side of Chicago story. I mean, this is something
Bob has arisen out of the lie that came from Black Lives Matter and the Ferguson effect. Most of this is from that lie that Michael Brown was somehow a victim.
There are forces underway
that the president supported.
Jim, it goes all the way back to the Weathermen in the 1960s in Vietnam. There are forces underway here that are trying to change things. We need a leader who understands that, who's willing to step up, who's admired by people, who brings us together to do something.
All right, you've thrown that gauntlet down. Guys, let's talk about this. Who is the best? Is it going to be Hillary's? Would Hillary be the best to solve these problems, or would Trump be better? I'll let you go, Bob, first.
I think within the Trump administration, if he's able to capture the right people in the administration, he will bring those kind of people in. There are a lot of rednecks who will support Trump just because of his rhetoric. There are a lot of people that just hate Trump. He's got to have other people around him who are going to bring people in.
Well, one thing about it, though, Bob, I know a few rednecks. They're all patriots.
Nothing wrong with a redneck. Jim,
yeah, they're all patriots. Rich, go ahead.
The basket of deplorables.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Well, I take the opposite view. I don't like either one of these two either. And we, you know, the notion of 320 million people, and we ended up with these two as our only choice. But my feeling is, Bob, better the crook we know than the crazy person we don't. I don't have any confidence that the best people will come and work for Trump because they don't trust him to follow advice or even to listen to advice. And so I think that Hillary has a better shot at bringing in better people. And if some of the money sticks to her fingers, well, that's
I can't go along with that, Rich, because to me, I've never been a Trump fan, but I do believe that the world will be, that the United States will be less politically correct under Trump than with Clinton, and we've got to have less political correctness, Bob.
It's worth examining how Lyndon Johnson and Jack Kennedy and Ronald Reagan got great people into the White House.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a good point. Hey, guys, I got to wrap it up. DennisSnyderGroup.com is the website. DennisSnyder.com for Bob DennisSnyder and Mullings.com for Rich Gannon. Hey, guys, thanks for being here, both of you. I appreciate you very much.
Great to be with you.
God bless you, too, and God bless America. I got to go for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that we were able to get those two great Americans on the show. I know you enjoyed hearing what they had to say. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.